When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey friends, hey listeners, Side Hustle School community. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Chris Guillebeau. Today, I'm going to bring you our final Failure Friday episode of September. New month coming up around the corner. This is episode 2463. Now, of course, the theme of Failure Friday is looking at experiences and ideas that don't work out. And it's because not every idea does work out. Not every side hustle or business succeeds. Sometimes, well, the opposite happens. So we're looking at mistakes, missteps, disasters, and not only what was the problem, but then ultimately, how does that person recover? Or at least what do they learn from the process and so on? I want you to know that it's okay to fail. It's okay for things to go wrong. Ultimately, things go wrong on the road to success, right? Not everything you do will work, at least not right off the bat. Unless you're an incredible genius, and maybe you are, but most of us are just real people. So these stories tend to vary a lot, but they often begin with that idea, what the person thought would happen, and then, of course, what really happened. So without further ado, today's short story features Sarah. She's a grade school teacher who moonlights as the host of a fall festival. We've actually got Halloween coming up here in a few weeks. So in Sarah's case, the big downpour that arrived on the big day turned out to be the least of her big problems. All right, let's hear the story from Sarah.
I'm Sarah, a grade school teacher with a penchant for all things spooky. When October rolls around, my inner witch cackles with glee. So you can guess my excitement when I decided to turn my love for Halloween into a full-blown, one-night-only Halloween festival right in my own backyard. We're talking pumpkin carving stations, a mini haunted house, and a trick-or-treat lane for the kids. It was going to be amazing, or so I thought. I worked for weeks, stitching together costumes, painting creepy signs, and enlisting the help of my friends. To make it financially viable, I sold tickets online for $10 apiece. Within days, more than 200 tickets were sold, thanks to some free promotion from my school. This is going to be the event of the year, I thought. Spoiler alert, it was, but not for the reasons I'd hoped. The day of the festival, the skies decided to show up in costume too, as a dark, looming storm cloud. Despite my fretting, I pushed forward. The little rain never hurt anyone, I told myself. As the first guest arrived, so did the rain, in torrents. Before I knew it, my beautiful festival turned into a mud pit. Kids were slipping and sliding more than they were trick-or-treating. And my mini haunted house? More like a mini swamp shack. But the night's main attraction was yet to come, the hayride. I had borrowed a tractor from a farmer friend with the idea that it would take festival goers around the block for a haunted hayride. I had forgotten the one minor detail that I'd never actually driven a tractor before. My attempts to steer that hunk of metal was like a horror film in the making. That was the final straw. The event was a washout, quite literally. After apologizing profusely, I sat down, muddy and defeated. My dream event had turned into a frightmare, but not the fun kind. This was a full-on disaster. So what did I learn? First, always have a backup plan, maybe a tent for outdoor events. Second, know your limitations. Don't drive tractors if your experience is limited to bumper cars. And third, sometimes the best memories come from the most unexpected and messy places. If I were to do it again, I'd definitely invest in a big tent, hire a real tractor driver, and maybe even throw in some mud wrestling as a planned activity just in case. I'll let you know how it goes with any future attempts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, you know what I like to say? Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That's the theme of Failure Friday. You just got to get back up and try something different. Probably not try the same thing, at least not in the same way, but either try the same thing with something different, different approach or strategy, or a completely different idea. And so I applaud everybody who's willing to share the story of something that didn't go so well. Thanks a lot to Sarah for sharing this one. And listeners, if you have a question, an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. You can also follow me on Instagram at 193countries. Or Chris Gillibo on LinkedIn and Facebook, otherwise, other places, and so on. Lastly, today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2463. Thank you so much for being out there. You're awesome. You're an inspiration to me, and I hope you'll continue listening. It's all completely free. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.